I'm going to talk about worship leading real quick because that's my main thing that I do. And just give you a couple things that I believe are really important. And if you're a worship leader, raise your hand if you're a worship leader. Okay, so this is for you. If you're not a worship leader, this is for you too because you can get inside their world a little bit. This is some helpful stuff that I feel like we've learned here that should help you out. So here we go. If in the power of the Holy Spirit we can usher people into a fresh revelation of Jesus during our worship times, the response will take care of itself. We will not be able to stand in the way of a room of passionate dancing, shouting, bowing, adoring lovers of God. Now, I hear this a lot. The people aren't ready. You know, the people aren't ready. The pastor's not ready. All this stuff. And I think it's kind of sad because, you know, a lot of even leaders of churches will say, the people just, they won't listen and they won't do all this stuff. And my church is 20 people. And I think that's the day where you go, maybe it's my fault. Maybe they don't like you. Maybe there's something about you that I like. And it goes for worship leaders too. Like our job is much bigger than crafting a nice fancy little set list and throwing it out for the people, throwing it out there. And if they take it, great. If they don't, you're fine too. You don't care. You're worshiping God, right? That's what matters, right? Not, it don't matter what they do, right? No. But I hear that a lot in our day, and I think it's sad because if we can usher people into this fresh revelation, and we can do that through what? We can do that through the Spirit. We can do that through songs. One great song that's got the anointing. Like in Christ Alone, it's incredible. There's not one time we do that song where people don't get touched and they enter into worship. The song speaks for itself. Amazing Grace. There's hardly a time where people sing Amazing Grace where you don't start tearing up because there's so much anointing and fresh power on that song itself. You can use songs to do that. God highlights certain songs for a season. He does it for a reason, to use them. And my motto is use them until they're dead. And then use them a couple more times just to find out if they're really dead. And then like 6 months later, try to resurrect them again.